Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Well, good morning, everyone. Welcome to Lots of Love Ministries. Today is October 26, 2025. Whether you're here in the house or listening to the replay online, we're grateful you've taken the time to join us today as we look together into the mysteries of God's Word and what those mysteries mean for our everyday lives. What a beautiful day it is. This is the day that the Lord has made. And we've had an awesome time of worship. And we thank the Lord for bringing us here today. So before we dive into the message, let's open our hearts together in prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you for gathering us here in this place. And wherever, as well as whenever, your people are tuning in. You know our hearts with the questions and hopes, their burdens and their joys. We ask that as we open your word today, you would open our minds to what you want to teach us and our hearts to be changed by your love. Thank you, Lord. Change us. May we leave here not the same. Some of us has come with pain or weariness. Some are hopeful, some are anxious. Some of us carry mysteries or doubts we can't quite solve. Remind us, you are big enough for it all. Help us trust you with what we understand and especially with what we don't. Let your spirit move among us, making old things new, stirring faith where it's grown weary, helping us encourage one another as we grow. May your truth settle deep into us today, uniting us in your love. Thank you for guiding our thoughts, our words, and our worship. May all we do honor you and draw us closer to your heart and closer to one another. And especially me, as I share this message, Father, help me to share it with your heart. Lord, guide my tone, guide my inflections, guide my words. If you want to insert anything into my notes, help me to have open ears to hear and share what you want me to share. That your people may be touched as they listen to this message, and they may be changed when all things may be made new. Even when we don't understand what you're doing, we trust in you. In your precious name, Yeshua. Amen. So today I want to talk about something at the very heart of our faith, the promise that God makes all things new. It's a promise that runs like a river through the whole story of Scripture, from Genesis to Revelation. And we sang about it in some of the songs today. Yahweh takes what's broken, dried up, or dead, and makes it alive again. He offers renewal, second chances, hope where there was only despair. Isaiah 43:19 says, "See, I am doing a new thing. Now it springs up. Do you not perceive it?" Sometimes God's work of newness is so gentle, you don't even notice until you look back and realize something has changed inside you. Other times it comes like a tidal wave and upends your whole life. And of course, the greatest new thing of all is pointed out in 2 Corinthians 5:17. If anyone is in Christ, the new creation has come. The old has gone. The new is here. Oh, hallelujah. When we were born again, baptized in the name of Yeshua, we were made new. And all things are new. All the old things have passed away. That's exciting because some of us have a shady and sketchy past. Amen. So to know that that past is ended. That's over. It's washed away by the blood of the Lamb. And that we have been made new and we have another chance to live right. That's a great encouragement. One of the songs we sang today talked about, I didn't know how amazing grace really was until I stumbled and made my mistakes. So those of us who have messed up big time, but have repented and been brought back to the Lord, we understand amazing grace. Let's be honest. Process rarely looks like what we expect. I wonder, what does newness mean for you? For some, it's the hope that mistakes don't have to define you, that we can truly be forgiven and born again. For others, it's believing God can heal a relationship, break an addiction, revive a tired spirit. Maybe it's just believing you're not stuck forever. Whatever new thing you long for today, know that Yahweh's specialty is renewal. And Yahweh's timing and methods nearly always surprise us. And sometimes the path to newness is anything but clear. So that may require us to wrestle with the mystery. Who doesn't want a fresh start? But what about when the road to what new takes you through old wounds, uncertainty, and more questions than you ever thought you would have? Ecclesiastes 3:21 puts it plainly. Who knows if the human spirit rises upward and if the spirit of the animal goes down into the earth? The wisdom literature in the Bible doesn't sugarcoat the uncertainty of life. Let's be clear. This is not a doctrinal statement saying animals don't go to heaven and all people do. The writer is expressing a lack of knowledge. There's real humility in these words. A recognition that there are mysteries we may never solve on this side of eternity. We don't get all the answers, and sometimes that can be unsettling. If you're struggling with something unanswered today, you're in good company, not just in this room, but with the saints who came before us. Abraham set out for a land he didn't know. Mary accepted God's news with a heart full of wonder, not detail. Job poured out all his confusion at Jehovah's feet and found friendship, not in explanations, but in Jehovah's presence. I know what it's like to want answers, to want proof. Sometimes what Yeshua gives instead is an invitation to walk with him, even if we don't know where we're going. And sometimes it's just an overwhelming confirmation of his love. Amen. I've experienced that when I was in Pensacola Revival. Evangelist Steve Hill was preaching, and I was there to get healed. I was struggling with a situation in my body that caused a lot of pain. And I was laying in the ladies' room, writhing in pain because I'd forgotten my pain pills at the hotel. And Evangelist Steve Hill spoke by the Spirit. Even in the ladies' room, he sees you. So I knew that he was with me. And when I finally was able to get up and go down for prayer, all that God did was overwhelm me with the confirmation of his love, how much he loved me. And I have to admit that at that time I was like, I don't want your love. I want your healing. You know, sometimes we want what we want, but God didn't heal me that day. He healed me later in a different way, but I eventually got healed. But that day he just overwhelmed me with his love. But here's where I want to share something very personal. Because while Ecclesiastes asks, who knows, I believe God sometimes gives us glimpses beyond those questions. So my testimony continues. After that time, years ago, God healed me through surgery. And I died on that operating table. And in that space between life and death, I experienced something I will never forget. I saw Yeshua, Jesus himself, walking me toward heaven. He gave me the choice to stay or to go on. Well, by the fact that I'm standing here, you know, preaching this message, you know I chose to stay on earth and finish raising my son, because that was a choice, go on to heaven or stay and finish raising your son. My son is now a grown man, and every day since that moment, I've carried the certainty that when a born-again believer leaves this earth, they go home to heaven. But I don't think everyone goes to heaven. If you don't know Yeshua as your personal Lord and Savior, if you have not repented and been baptized and filled with the Holy Spirit and sealed into that day, you're not going to heaven. There's another place for you. So I believe every born-again believer is going to heaven. But it's not just that experience. There have been other moments, some while sleeping, others in prayer, where my spirit has gone to heaven. I have seen animals there, even my beloved dogs that have crossed the Rainbow Bridge. They're running and basking in the light of God's love and enjoying all the attention and treats that they could desire. And I know I'm not the only one. Others have shared their glimpses too. I believe that dogs do go to heaven, and other animals are in heaven. Only those who are born again believers, human born again believers, will go to heaven. Amen. So when Ecclesiastes wonders, who knows? Today, with gentleness and conviction, I can say, because of Christ, we can know. Not because we figured it all out, but because Yeshua meets us. Sometimes through the witness of Scripture, sometimes through living encounter, and always by the assurance of His Spirit. But friends, if that hasn't been your experience, it's okay. Doubts and questions are welcome here. Faith is not certainty about facts. Faith is trust in the one true God revealed fully in Yeshua. Even when you can't see the road ahead, the comfort is you don't have to walk through life's mysteries alone. And isn't that encouraging? That brings comfort and strength, because we know we are not alone. He goes with us. Amen. But what do we do with all the things we can't explain? How do we live and grow as people of faith when we can't see the whole picture? One temptation is to speculate. We try to fill in all the blanks ourselves with endless what ifs and personal opinions. The Bible actually warns us about this. Paul, writing to Timothy, says, don't get caught up in myths and endless genealogies. These promote speculations rather than the stewardship from God that is by faith. That's 1 Timothy 1:4. When we get lost in what ifs, maybes, and our own opinions, we can lose sight of what God has made clear. That He loves us, that He's with us, and that He is making all things new, even when we can't see how. That is when the song Waymaker really resonates with us. We sang that song today, didn't we? The line that says, even when we don't see it, He is working, hits home and reminds us to trust in Him and His timing. One thing is clear, the Bible doesn't shame us for having real questions. In Isaiah 1:18, Yahweh actually invites honest, heartfelt doubt and search. Come now, let us reason together, says the Lord. The Hebrew word for reason here is about dialogue, conversation, even working things out together. Yahweh isn't intimidated by your hardest questions. He doesn't demand blind faith or mindless acceptance either. He meets us in the mystery and says, reason with me. Bring your doubts to me. Let's walk through this together. So if you're here with big questions or you feel like your faith is running thin, you belong. This is a place where we wrestle with Yahweh, not against him, but alongside him. Just as Jacob wrestled all night into the morning, sometimes we wrestle our way to blessing. Amen? Truth is, life is filled with things we don't understand. Ecclesiastes 2:21 points to another mystery. For though a person may labor with wisdom, knowledge, and skill, they must leave all they own to another who has not toiled for it. Sometimes our efforts seem to vanish into thin air, or the fruit of our work goes to someone else. If you've ever poured your heart and soul into a job, a relationship, a dream, only to lose it or see someone else benefit, you know the ache of this verse. I know I do. Now, as my years are going towards those last few years, and I'm heading towards my great heavenly home where I won't choose to come back because my job is done, I ponder this. I think about this. What am I wasting my time on? Am I wasting my time at all? Am I doing what God wants me to do these last few years of my life? Or am I working towards something that's vain, that has no real value? It's a legitimate question. We must learn to number our days and to be wise with our time. Amen? Let's put our energies and resources toward things with eternal value. But Yahweh's work is never wasted, even if we can't trace its path. Romans 8:28 promises he uses our labor, our patience, our heartbreak in ways we may never witness ourselves to bring about something good. He works out all things, all. Good and bad. He works all things out for good for those who love God and are called according to his purpose. This is my life promise. It's the anchor that keeps me in the Lord, that keeps me on the right path. That when things don't go the way I think they should go, they don't happen when I think they should happen, something bad happens, the good intentions that I have just don't pan out. I remember Romans 8:28. He works all things out for good. So it's all good, right? It's all good. Sometimes the seed you plant in tears is harvested in joy by someone you will never meet. You just don't know what that smile in the grocery store does to somebody. Maybe they see your smile and it encourages them. But they're not going to tell you because you're just passing in the grocery store aisle. Or you're nice to the cashier. You have a little bit of conversation and encourage them to get through the day. Sometimes your story of perseverance is the key that unlocks hope for someone else. Don't be afraid to give your testimony. Don't be afraid to encourage others. When things feel pointless or unfair, remember, Yahweh sees the whole tapestry, not just a single thread. So how do we respond? How do we keep going, keep growing, when uncertainty seems like it will always be part of the deal? The key, I believe, is tucked away in Jude 1:20. But you, beloved, build yourselves up in your most holy faith. We're not called to figure it all out. We're called to encourage each other, to build each other up, to walk by faith together. Community is God's answer to uncertainty. When your faith feels weak, someone else's faith can carry you. When you're weary, someone else's encouragement can keep you moving forward. Let's make this practical. Maybe it's time to reach out to someone you haven't seen in church in a while. Maybe you could start a habit of writing an encouraging note, or sending a quick text, or pausing after service to pray with someone. If God puts a person on your heart this week, don't ignore that nudge. He might be using you to build up someone else's faith. Amen? Wouldn't it be beautiful for our family to be known as a people who lock arms in the mysteries, not afraid of questions, deeply committed to encouragement, more interested in lifting each other up than having all the right answers? Imagine how our families, our community, our world would change if we walked in this way. Let's be the family that leans into mystery together. Let's be brave enough to ask hard questions, trusting enough to walk with partial answers, and loving enough to hold each other up while all things are being made new. It's a process. I mean, it's a truth and a fact that when we are born again, we have been made new. But working out our salvation means that inward change must work its way out into everyday life. And that's a process. We have to love each other and encourage each other and build each other up while each of us are working through that process. Amen? I want to take a moment here. If you're carrying a question or a mystery today, maybe it's about the future. Maybe it's about something you've lost. Maybe it's about the one true God himself. Would you just bring that silently before the Lord? We're going to pause together for a few seconds of holy silence so that we can talk to the Lord privately in our hearts. So let our hearts talk to Yeshua right now. In a moment, we'll close in prayer. But before we do, if you need someone to encourage you, pray with you, or just listen to your questions after service, don't leave today alone. We are a family, and God is doing his new work among us. For those listening online, if you need prayer or have questions, please reach out to us via email. My email is lotsofloveministries@yahoo.com. I promise I will get back to you. I will pray with you, and I will do my best to answer your questions biblically, using scriptural basis, because everything we believe is based on what the Bible teaches. Amen? Well, let's pray. Father, thank you that you are not intimidated by our doubts or limited by our understanding. Thank you for promising to make all things new, even when we can't see how. Give us courage to keep walking, patience to wait, and humility to trust. Make our family a haven for honest questions and stubborn hope. Help us to be people who encourage and build one another up, not just today, but every day, as you write new stories in our lives. We trust that even in the mysteries, you are good. We trust that when we can't see the way, you are still leading us home. In the name of Yeshua, who makes all things new. Amen. Now, as you do life this week, trusting the Lord to make all things new and wrestling with him in prayer over the mysteries, may there be shalom in your home.